USDA in sweeping reorganization to ship some DC workers to 5 regional centers. By Jacob Fischler, Kansas Reflector, July 24, 2025. The U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to slash its presence in the Washington, D.C. area by sending employees to 5 regional hubs, Secretary Brooke Rollins said Thursday. The department wants to reduce its workforce in the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia from 4,600 to less than 2,000 and add workers to regional offices in Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Indianapolis, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Salt Lake City. The department will also maintain administrative support locations in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Minneapolis and agency service centers in St. Louis, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Missoula, Montana, according to a memorandum signed by Rollins. The effort, which the memo said is expected to take years, will move the USDA geographically closer to its constituents of farmers, ranchers, and foresters, Rollins said in a press release. American agriculture feeds, clothes, and fuels this nation and the world, and it is long past time the department better serve the great and patriotic farmers, ranchers, and producers we are mandated to support, Rollins said. President Trump was elected to make real change in Washington, and we are doing just that by moving our key services outside the Beltway and into great American cities across the country. We will do so through a transparent and common-sense process that preserves USDA's critical health and public safety services the American public relies on. U.S. Senator Todd Young, an Indiana Republican, called the announcement very exciting news for Hoosiers. Great to see these services move outside of D.C. and into places like Indiana that feed our nation, he wrote on X. Top AG Democrat critical. U.S. Representative Angie Craig, the top Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee, slammed the plan, saying it would diminish the department's workforce and that Rollins should have consulted with Congress first before putting it in place. The move by President Donald Trump's first administration to move USDA's Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture out of Washington, D.C., resulted in a brain drain in the agencies as 75% of affected employees quit, Craig said. To expect different results for the rest of USDA is foolish and naive, she said Thursday. Sadly, farmers will pay the price through a reduction in the quality and quantity of service they already receive from the department. She called on the committee's chairman, Pennsylvania Republican Glenn G.T. Thompson, to hold a hearing on the issue. That the administration did not consult with Congress on a planned reorganization of this magnitude is unacceptable, Craig added. I call on Chairman Thompson to hold a hearing on this issue as soon as possible to get answers. We need to hear from affected stakeholders and know what data and analysis USDA decision makers used to plan this reorganization. Pay rates. The USDA release also appealed to the plan's cost efficiencies. By moving workers out of the expensive Washington, D.C. area, the department would avoid the extra pay workers in the region are entitled to, the department said. Federal workers are eligible for increased pay based on the cost of living in the city in which they're employed. Washington has among the highest rates, boosting pay for workers in that region by 33%. Other than Fort Collins, whose workers also earn more than 30% more than their base pay, the other hub cities range from 17% in Salt Lake City to 22% in Raleigh, according to the release. The plan includes vacating several D.C. area office buildings that are overdue for large maintenance projects, the department said. The department plans to retain its presence at the Jamie L. Witten Federal Building and Yates Building, both in D.C., and the National Agricultural Library in Beltsville, Maryland. It will vacate the South Building in D.C., Braddock Place in Alexandria, Virginia, and Beltsville Agricultural Research Center in Maryland. The George Washington Carver Center in Beltsville will serve as an additional office location during the reorganization, but will also be sold or transferred once the reorganization is complete, the memo said. Each of USDA's mission areas will still have a presence in the nation's capital, according to the release. But the plan includes consolidating several functions into regional offices in an effort to eliminate management layers and bureaucracy, according to the memo. Forest Service. The U.S. Forest Service, a key USDA agency, will phase out its 9 regional offices primarily into a single location in Fort Collins. The agency will retain a small state office in Alaska and an eastern office in Athens, Georgia, according to the memo. The Agriculture Research Service will also consolidate from 12 offices to the 5 regional hubs, and a series of support functions would be centralized, according to the memo. Kansas Reflector is part of State's Newsroom, a nonprofit news network supported by grants and a coalition of donors as a 501c3 public charity. Kansas Reflector maintains editorial independence. Contact editor Sherman Smith for questions. Info at kansasreflector.com.